This is a Sichuan News Update. On May 17th, people near and far gathered at Van Kurand University in Nanaimo to see the unveiling of a record-breaking Nanaimo bar. But within less than 2 months, Nanaimo has already been dethroned from this record. On May 17th, students in the Culinary Arts and Professional Baking and Pastry Arts program at VIU unveiled a record-breaking 1,100-pound Nanaimo bar. This event was used as a fundraiser for the culinary programs to purchase new ovens. But across the country, another group used this Canada Day to unveil an even bigger Nanaimo bar. Northwest Fudge Factory, located in Levac, Ontario, unveiled a 1,200-pound Nanaimo bar on July 1st, beating out Nanaimo's record by 100 pounds. Following the news that Nanaimo is no longer home to the world's largest Nanaimo bar, CHY visited shops and bakeries on the Nanaimo Bar Trail to see what locals thought about the city losing the record.
Okay, my name's Carling Van Hest, and I work at Misty Pines Bakery and Cafe, Old City Quarter. I mean, I'm kind of shocked. I feel like that didn't take very much time. I thought we were, like, we had in the bag for a while. So I'm, like, kind of shocked, I guess.
This is the Jabberwocky Coffee House. My name's Connor. I mean, it's surprising. Like, of course it'd be VIU to make the world's largest Nanaimo bar, but it was Ontario?
Ontario, yes.
Yeah, Ontario making the second, or this biggest one for the second time is, I don't know, it's Ontario. Like, I'm not going to be too pressed about it. We make good Nanaimo bars here. I feel like VIU is going to take it as a challenge, and they're going to make, like, a 1,400-pound one at some point. I don't think we're going to be too fussed about it. It's Ontario. Nanaimo is known for our great Nanaimo bars, but if someone can make it better or bigger, then albeit.
My name is Sherman Campbell, and I'm one of the workers here at Tea on the Key. I think that it's kind of crazy to think, because Nanaimo is obviously known for, like, the world's famous Nanaimo bar, especially back, like, when it was created. To Ontario, I think it's a bit of a slap in the face, because you never expected someone from a different province here, someone from a different province to make the world's largest Nanaimo bar, but I guess someone just had the better resources to make the biggest one. So I guess it's a bit of a shock, honestly, but I'm not surprised. I mean, what, next year they're just going to make the next biggest Nanaimo bar, you know? So that's the one question that I think that leaves everybody, you know, who else is going to make the biggest Nanaimo bar?
Do you see it as a challenge then, that now it seems like Nanaimo now has to take it back?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think that, you know, I think the next one is probably going to be as big as the gym over there, because I know it was at the VIU, yeah. So, yeah, I think it's just going to be as big as the gym probably next time.
My name's Jasper, and this is the Boca Cafe. Yeah, so I personally was a baker here first, but then I moved to a barista like 7 months ago. And then I was pretty proud that we did create the biggest one, and then we were competing against the Ontario one. So to hear that they've already made a big one is kind of interesting, because that's quite competitive to be that fast. And it would be interesting to see who would make the next biggest one, if it's Nanaimo Bar or not, or Nanaimo or not. Play, you know, if you're going to be in the Nanaimo, I would recommend getting a Nanaimo Bar here than going to, like, Ontario and grabbing a Nanaimo Bar. It's not the same
the
feeling,
the
you know?
Experience is coming to Nanaimo.
Exactly. So I think that's what makes it special. It's just the history, and it was designed here, so I think we should be the ones creating it, honestly.
The Nanaimo Bar Trail, run by Tourists of Nanaimo, highlights local businesses in Nanaimo for locals and tourists who want to get their hands on the city's signature dessert. While Nanaimo no longer has the record of having the world's largest Nanaimo bar, Nanaimo Mayor Leonard Krogh says it's no surprise someone would want to top their record.
Rumors were circulating and have been for some time that winning Nanaimo Bar, so to speak, the home of the biggest Nanaimo Bar in the world, would face challenges. So I'm not surprised entirely, but perhaps a little disappointed, in the sense that I think it's only appropriate that the birthplace of the most beloved confectionery, the Nanaimo Bar, in fact now faces a challenge from Ontario. I would have thought that they would respect the fact the West wants in, and this is just part of it.
He admits losing the record raises some interest in taking on the challenge of bringing back the record to the Harbor City.
It is certainly a challenge, but the logical group to take it on would be the VIU program once again. Having said that, I don't think they have much interest, time, or the energy, or the money, given the challenges the university faces, to do that right now. But you know what? None of us are going anywhere for a while, so if maybe not next year, the year after that. But Nanaimo's not going to give up its title easily, nor should it.
And even if Nanaimo can't be home to the world's largest Nanaimo bar, Mayor Krogh says there's so much more Nanaimo has to offer and for the community to celebrate.
Nanaimo is special for a whole series of reasons. It's not one thing in particular. You can start with the geographic location. You can start with history. You can start with the beauties of Tsetsun and our parks. You can start with the weather. You can start with the wonderful campus of Vancouver Island University, the international students that it attracts. You can start with a whole series of things. And all of that is found within one small, by world standards, city. Not readily found in many other cities, all in one grouping, and frankly, located on the west coast of the most wonderful country in the world, Canada, a modern, liberal, stable democracy with public education and public health care. So what makes Nanaimo special? All of the above.
For CHY News, with files from Juniper Knight, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.